Wow, it's 3 o'clock.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria and Mombela 31, Johannesburg 29, Polokwane 33 degrees.
Four ways, N1 southbound, the roadworks with restrictions and queuing traffic before the Winnie Mandela Drive exit, and Woodmead Drive north delays approaching Maxwell Drive.
The Department of Social Development says it will appeal the judgments by the High Court in Pretoria regarding the COVID-19 social relief of distress grant. Last month, the court ruled that the government must extend the grant to individuals excluded for not applying during a specific period. The department's Lumka Olifant has called for patience as they work towards a resolution that aligns with the principles of justice and the Constitution.
While the department respects the judicial process and the principle it upholds, the department is not in agreement with the judgment and its implications for the administration of the CSRD. SASSA will continue to administer the CSRD as per existing guidelines to ensure uninterrupted service delivery.
The court has heard how the arrests of a Gauteng man and woman for allegedly distributing child sexual abuse material emanated from a sextortion complaint registered in the US. The state is opposing bail for Darren Wilkin and Tiona Moodley, who were arrested last month on allegations of distributing child sexual abuse material. The accused earlier told the court they intended to plead not guilty, as Masachaba Sefularo reports.
In his bail statement, the investigating officer told the court South African authorities were alerted to a sextortion complaint by an underage girl in America, which was investigated by the FBI. The probe led officers to a site hosting adult pornography and child sexual abuse material named Dunk Megas, which is allegedly administered and owned by accused one, Darren Wilkin. Investigators made several undercover purchases ranging from 500 rand to nearly 2,000 rand. The courts also heard that in 2023, Wilkin's F&B account recorded an annual turnover of over 2.5 million rand. Masachaba Sifularo for Jacka FM News in Randburg.
The Gauteng Education Department has expressed shock after the death of a grade 12 learner of Krugersdorp High School in a freak accident at the weekend. The teenager was reportedly seriously injured when he collided with a fellow teammate during a cricket match at Christian Brothers College in Boksburg on Saturday. For more on that story, go to jackarandfm.com. and click on news. Mineral and Petroleum Resources Minister Gwede Mantashe says South Africa and the continent should be unapologetic about leveraging its mineral resources on a world stage. This follows President Donald Trump's announcement to cut funding over South Africa's land expropriation policy. Speaking at the 2025 mining hub in Cape Town, Mantashe criticized the US for taking African resources.
If as a continent we are frightened, we fear everything, we are going to collapse, and will collapse with minerals at our doorstep. So my appeal is that Africa is the world's richest mining jurisdiction. And that issue is an issue that we must internalize as a continent, use it to our advantage.
Now, at the same time, President Cyril Ramaphosa says he's looking forward to engaging with the Trump administration in the U.S. regarding South African policies and issues of bilateral interests.
South Africa, like the United States of America and other countries, has always had expropriation laws that balance the need for public usage of land and the protection of rights of property owners.
That's the presidency spokesperson, Vincent Makwenya. I'm Chanel. September more news to follow at 4.
Hey. Before you go running away, this day in history thing, right? That you have to answer the question, why? Why was he doing this? It was on this day, February the 3rd, 1488, that a dude named Bartholomew Diaz rounded the Cape of Good Hope and landed in present-day Mossel Bay, becoming the first European ever to travel that far. What was he doing? You know he was looking to open a Nando's. Come on, you know it.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J.